Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Well, I was able to figure to determine who number 20 was for Nelton. His name is Josie Perkins. He is a 5'10 junior. Definitely one of the better ball handlers for the Raiders this evening. Right now, it will be Nelton with the ball to start the second quarter as they lead the Mountain Home 13-9. So both teams come out on the floor, and the floor is already cleared from all the PJs and the socks that are thrown out for the call of Baxter County. Good cause they do every year, a Sweetheart Royalty for the pitch in for kids. Hamilton takes the inbound pass. Fulton takes the inbound pass. We're back underway, and he's going to take screen, pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Kevin Fulton with 6 points, all from behind the arc, 16-9. Nelton leading it. We are 17 seconds into this second quarter. Gilbert across the timeline. Throws it to Jones at the right elbow. Gives it back to Gilbert on the wing. He's going to pull up for the jumper inside the three-point line. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 4 points. 16-11. Nelton leading it. We are 30 seconds into this second quarter. Fulton across the timeline for the Raiders. Throws over on the left side to Nathan Anderson, who checked in between quarters. Ball goes up top to McFadden. Now to Fulton. Now giving it to Charles Moore, who also checked in during the break. And now an offensive foul away from the ball, an illegal screen call on Charles Moore. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one against Nelton here in the first half. Hunter Bashir is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Talon Benton. Luke Cruz is going to come back in as he'll replace Matt Jones. By the way, Baylor Cresilius checked in for Mountain Home in between quarters as well. Cresilius, a 6'2 senior. For Nelton, Charles Moore, a 6'1 junior, and Nathan Anderson, a 6'1 senior. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. We'll bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Now it's going down to the lane. Kicks out to Benton near the free throw line. Over to Peters on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He goes back over the kick and the foul to go. And this time, a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Mountain Home. They're going to get Nelton with that foul. That's Nathan Anderson's first personal foul, team foul number two against the Raiders. Jarquavius Kane's going to come back in for Nelton. I failed to see who came in for. And Talon Benton inbounds to Colton Peters on the right side. He'll give it back to Benton. Ben will dribble into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot's going to be blocked, but he's also going to draw contact. That is Nathan Anderson's second personal foul, team foul number three against Nelton. So a two-shot opportunity for Talon Benton. With 6:43 left to play in the first half. Benton's first free throw is up and good. Matt Jones going to check back in for Mount's own, replacing Baylor Cresilius. Nathan Anderson is going to take a seat as he's replaced by Jay Campbell. So one more free throw coming up for Benton. Second shot is up. He gets both. It's back to a one-possession game. 16-13, Nelton leading it. Here's Fulton with the ball on the right wing for Nelton. He'll throw it up top to Campbell. Campbell's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Colton Peters. He'll give it to Benton, who'll bring it into the front court. 6.5 minutes left to play in the first half. 3-point lead for Nelton. Here's Gilbert. Benton with it, I'm sorry. Dribbles to the left wing. Throws up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on their left. Now he'll give it up top to Jones. Over to Peters on the right side. Peters takes the screen from Jones. Now gives it to Cruz. Cruz will pick up his dribble on the left side. Gives up top to Jones. Over to Benton on the right. Benton will take the screen. Dribble up toward the top. Gives it to Cruz on the left side. To Peters near the corner. He's going to dribble down towards the lane. Now kicks up top to Jones. Jones is going to dribble toward the elbow. Kicks out to White. Gilbert on the right side for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's got controlled by Peters. He goes back up with it. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Colton Peters with the concentration to get that basket and draw the contact with 5:44 left to play in the first half. That foul is called on Charles Moore. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number four against Nelton. He's going to come out of the game and be replaced by Torrance Tuberville, a 5'11 senior. And now for Nelton, Jamarius Pegram is going to come in as he replaces Jarquavius Kane. And now Dawson Tabor is going to come in for Mountain Home, replacing Luke Cruz. Several substitutions just coming in. I think there might have been one I missed a little bit ago for Nelton. So anyways, it will be Colton Peters at the free throw line to try to tie the game, and he gets it. He now has 8 points. We're knotted up at 16-all, our first tie of the night. 5:40 left in the first half. Here's Fulton with it on the left, right wing. Throws up top to Hamilton. Over on the left side, it goes to McFadden. Now up top to Fulton. Over on the right side to Hamilton. Back up top to Fulton. Fulton takes the screen. Dribbles to the right elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. Good. Kevin Fulton now with 8 points. 18-16. Nelton back on top. 5:19 left in the first half. Here is Gilbert with it on the left side. He's going to go into the lane, go toward the lane, pull up for the jumper, will not go. And the rebound's knocked around, ball goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. I thought for sure Nelton had that one, but official says no. Much to the dismay of the Mountain Home crowd. It's 18-16, the Raiders with the ball in the lead. A little over 5 minutes left to play in this first half. Hamilton throws over to Fulton on the right side. He's going to try for another three. That one in and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Talon Benton. He's quickly back the other way for the Bombers. Benton has it on the left wing. Throws up top to Jones. Jones will drill to the right side. Gives it there to Peters. Now up top it goes to Tabor. Back over to Peters on the right side. Now Benton has it there on the wing. Benton's going to take the screen from Jones. Pull up for the three-pointer for the lead. Rolls around and goes in. Talon Benton with 5 points. That's home on top. Our fourth lead change of the night. 19-18 our score. 4:23 left to play in the half. And then a carry is going to be called on Cortez Hamilton. An unforced turnover by Hamilton, their fourth turnover against Nelton tonight. 4:22 left to play in the half. Mount Tom gets the ball back, leading by a point. Talon Benton will inbound it on the far sideline and gets into Colton Peters. Dangerous throw, but he's able to get it. Now Benton has it. We'll bring it across the timeline. Ball goes over to Gilbert, and an offensive foul away from the ball. An illegal screen called on Colton Peters. That is his second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home, and their third turnover of the night. Hunter Bashir is going to check back in for Mountain Home as he replaces Colton Peters. 4:13 left to play in the first half. Nelton with the ball. Mountain Home leading 19-18. Fulton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Raiders. Mountain Home once again in the man-to-man. Fulton dribbles to the right side, and an offensive foul. Another illegal screen, this time called on Nelton. That is going to be on Jamarius Pegram, his first personal foul, team foul number five against Nelton. Pegram's going to come out of the game, being replaced by Jarquavius Kane. And now Luke Cruz is going to come back in, replacing Dawson Tabor. That is the Nelton's fifth turnover of the night. 4:03 left to play in the game. Mount Tom gets the ball back, leading by a point. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Drills to the right left side, gives it there to Bashir. Bashir dribbles up to the top. Now kicks out to Gilbert in the left corner. His three-pointer is up, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Nelton, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the far sideline.
Hey, move in!
3:48 left to play in the half. 19-18, Mount Holmes on top. Talon Benton will trigger the inbound pass. Gets in to Bashir's in the right corner. Down to Jones on the low block. He looks to make a move on Kane. He gets the layup. Good. Matt Jones with 4 points. 21-18. Mount Home leading it. Over 3.5 minutes left to play in this first half. Fulton across the timeline for the Raiders. He has the ball between the circles. Throws over to Hamilton on the left side. Gets it down to Kane on the low block. He puts up the turnaround layup. No good, but draws contact. And he'll head to the free throw line with 3:26 left of the half. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home here in the first half. So it will be Jarquavius Kane at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot rolls around and goes in. Jay Campbell's going to check back in for Nelton as he replaces Torrance Tuberville. So one more free throw coming for Kane. Second shot is up and will not go. One of two on this trip. Mounts Home gets the rebound. They lead 21-19 with less than 3.5 minutes left of the first half. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Jones on the right side. Up top to Bashirs. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going up for the layup. A little strong, no good. Tip by Jones. He couldn't get it to go. And this time Fulton gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good. The tip by Nelson. They couldn't get the foul to go. And this time Jones gets the rebound for the Bombers. Now he'll give it out to Benton. Benton will get it across the timeline. Now Benton's being double-teamed, gives it to Cruz, tries to give it to Cruz, hits the backboard. Bashir secures it, and Mount Tom's going to keep possession of it. Woo. Now Gilbert will slow up and set up the offense. He'll dribble to the right side. Takes the screen from Jones, gives up top to Cruz. Cruz is going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Cruz with his first 3 points of the night. 24-19. The Bombers leading it with less than 2.5 minutes left of the first half. Hamilton across the timeline for the Raiders. Now Kane heads up at the top. Over on the left side, he goes to Fulton. Fulton takes the screen, drills into the lane. Now kicks out to Hamilton on the right side. Down the corner to Fulton. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Luke Cruz. And back comes Mountain Home. 2 minutes left to play in the first half. 24-19, Bombers leading it. Here is Gilbert with on the left side, throws up top to Cruz, over Bashir's on the right. Bashir's going to drill down into the lane, now kicks it to Benton, who's going up for the reverse layup, can't get it to go, and Campbell gets the rebound for Nelton. He's quickly back the other way. He loses the handle of the ball, a steal by Luke Cruz. Six turnover against Nelton. Here is Gilbert with it, as he'll head back the other way for the Bombers. Lower minute and a half left of the first half. Mountain Home leads by five. Gilbert dribbles towards the right elbow, loses the handle of the ball, gets it back, gives it to Cruz. Cruz going into the lane for the layup, can't get it to go. And a foul's going to be called. A late foul's going to be called on Nelton. Wow. So, nope. Oh, that is on Jarquavius Kane. I thought they were going to get that on Luke Cruz on the rebound, but it is on Kane, his first personal foul, team foul number six against Nelton. So it will be Luke Cruz at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. One more free throw coming up for Cruz. He gets his next one. It'll be a three-possession game. 1:24 left in the first half as Cruz's second free throw is up and in. He gets both. He now has 5 points. 26-19, Mountain Home leading it. Fulton heads back the other way for Nelton. Throws over on the left side to McFadden. McFadden's going to try for the three-pointer. Strong, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. He's back the other way for the Bombers. Gilbert drills to the right side, gives it to Benton near the corner. He dribbles out to the wing, pulls up for the three-pointer. That one was strong as well, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Hamilton. 1 minute left to play in the half. Hamilton brings it back the other way. Hamilton's going into the lane, going up for the layup, good. Cortez Hamilton with 7 points, 26-21. Mount Holmes leads cut to five. 45 seconds left to play in the half.
All right, five game yellow, one shot.
And Mount Holmes is getting their instructions from head coach Josh Fulter to hold for the last shot of the half. 35 seconds left.
Go down screen, Wyatt.
Benton will throw it to Bashir's on the left side. Bashir's will dribble to the top, gives it to Gilbert.
Cruz, you're gonna have to come
25
up.
Seconds left, and now, looks like Mount Home won't hold for the last shot because a foul's going to be called, and a one-on-one's coming up.
Hey,
24.8 seconds left to play in the first half as Josie Perkins is going to come back in for Nelton, replacing Marion McFadden. That foul is on Kevin Fulton, his first personal foul, team foul number seven against Nelton. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 4 points so far this evening. First shot bounces around and goes in. Almost missed the front end, but he does get the bonus. So one more free throw coming. Gilbert's second shot is up and good. He gets both. He now has 6 points, and it's back to a three-possession lead for Mountain Home, 28-21, 24.8 seconds left in the half. Inbound pass goes to Perkins. He'll bring it into the front court. Perkins will drill to the right side. Gives it to Fulton there on the wing. 12 seconds left. Fulton dribbles a little closer to the half-court stripe. 7 seconds. He's going to try for the long three. That one will not go. Rebounds controlled by Cruz. Two. They still have a chance to get one last heave at the buzzer. He tries the baseball pass type shot. And it will not go. And we've reached the end of the first half. But, man, a good start for Mountain Home. Our score at the break. Bombers leading 28-21. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!